This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Coming up, we'll dig into the rising cost of college and try to figure out what can be done to make tuition more affordable.
But first, the sounds of former Pennsylvania Senator Rick Santorum whooping it up last night.
Your votes today were not just heard loud and wide across the state of Missouri and Minnesota, but they were heard loud and louder all across this country. And particularly in a place that I suspect, maybe in Massachusetts, they were heard particularly loud tonight.
Well, they were heard, at least by the former governor.
This was a good night for Rick Santorum. I want to congratulate Senator Santorum. Wish him the very best. We'll keep on campaigning down the road, but I expect to become our nominee with your help.
So that was Mitt Romney being somewhat gracious in the face of a presidential primary hat trick scored by Santorum. The former Pennsylvania senator surprised many by winning primary contests in Minnesota, Colorado, and Missouri. Joining us now to talk about it is Glenn Johnson, political editor at Boston.com. Hi there, Glenn.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Doing great. So let me just ask you, has so much noise been made about so little in a while? Because essentially Rick Santorum did surprise a lot of people, but zero delegates in what were non-binding primaries.
Yeah, I mean, it's actually a lot of fuss about nothing in terms of delegates, but it's a huge exclamation point for him in terms of momentum. He was really robbed back in the Iowa caucuses of any kind of momentum from his early showing there when he initially was projected as the loser, only to come to find out about 10 days later that he was the winner. And now he's really snuck up from behind on Romney in particular and did exceedingly well yesterday. The Romney people had all but conceded Minnesota to him and basically sloughed off the Missouri vote, but they had really campaigned very hard in Colorado, and then they got knocked off there by 5 points. So all in all, a big loss for them yesterday.
Mm. Glenn, I wonder about this momentum question, because on the one hand, absolutely, it seems to have taken the Romney campaign off guard. But on the other hand, we're kind of in a fallow period regarding upcoming primaries and caucuses. There's some at the end of the month, and then, of course, Super Tuesday in March, right? But that's not for quite some time. So could this momentum just be short-lived for Rick Santorum if the Romney machine nationwide still has basically a month to gear up against Santorum?
Sure. And I think that's a big problem for Rick Santorum and part of the staying power of Mitt Romney's campaign all the way through this. You know, they obviously would have liked to have swept Iowa, New Hampshire, even South Carolina, and sealed it all up with a bow in Florida. Then they thought that they had regained that momentum winning over the weekend in Nevada, only to be set back yesterday. But the reality of the calendar is, well, twofold. First of all, they have more delegates than any of the other candidates, but also the calendar is constructed such that there's a huge gap now between now and the next contest. The next real big event for the candidates is Friday in Washington. There's going to be a conservative political action conference meeting there where they're all going to speak, and that's a chance for Santorum to get some good free media. But then, you know, there's nothing until a debate in Arizona on February 22nd. Mm-hmm. And then there's no voting until February 28th in both Arizona and Michigan. So there's quite a period that he's got to go there to try and sustain any sort of momentum. And that's where Romney's advantages of having a lot of money and being able to carpet bomb these guys with negative advertising works to his advantage.
Well, I wonder, so that's the ground game going forward. Right. But what happened really like in these caucuses and primaries last night? Because turnout was relatively low, so we got a small number but of highly vocal voters, a lot of whom just said, we like Rick Santorum better. I mean, is this that ongoing story of Mitt Romney not being able to connect?
I think that's the biggest point of concern for him, is that even when he seems to be building up a head of steam, even when he displays all these institutional advantages that he ostensibly has, he still cannot seal the deal. And people are still casting about for an alternative to him. And when he goes negative on these guys and when he really attacks them, you got a guy like Rick Santorum who looks warm and fuzzy in his sweater vest and talks about a lot of things that are near and dear to the hearts of the conservatives who were the primary voters in these caucuses that we had yesterday. And he comes out on top. And for Mitt Romney, it just perpetuates these questions about whether or not he can develop, you know, a love relationship with the Republican base going forward.
Glenn, last question. It seems to me, judging from the comments coming from advisors to Mr. Romney today, that they are definitely starting an attack on Rick Santorum. part of me wonders what took them so long. Rick Santorum is a former senator. He has a record. But is this, you know, the focus that they're going to have to put on Santorum now, is it going to draw Romney away from what is really his target, which is President Obama?
Yeah, but, you know, I think that's been one of the mistakes of that campaign the whole time, is they've wanted to try and look inevitable, and they've always looked down the road to a November general election battle, forgetting, of course, that you got to win the spring and winter nomination contest. And truth be told, they bombed Rick Santorum in Florida, as well as Newt Gingrich, the pro-Romney super PAC did.
With negative advertising.
With negative advertising. And Mitt Romney hit him again in Colorado. He campaigned there very aggressively over the weekend and focused a lot on earmarks that Rick Santorum had favored while in Congress, and still lost by 5 points there. So this is not some novel strategy that they haven't tried before. This is something that they have been using, and it's been with minimal effect.
Glenn Johnson is the political editor for Boston.com. Glenn, thanks so much.
Anytime, Megan.